In this bulletin, the Nationals on track to retain the Upper Hunter seat in New South Wales. Fans celebrate the return of the Eurovision Song Contest final after last year's cancellation. And in sports, Melbourne City wins its first ever A-League trophy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Nationals' David Lazelle is on track to hold the Upper Hunter for New South Wales coalition government in a crucial by-election. Who wins the seat could push the state government further into minority or increase the pressure on Jodie McKay's position as New South Wales Labor leader. It may be days before a winner is declared as vote counters work through 23,000 pre-poll votes. The contest is likely to come down to preference flows, with neither major party likely to win the seat outright. The federal opposition has backed the federal government's calls for detained Australian writer Yang Hengjun to be afforded basic legal rights by Chinese authorities. Dr. Yang will be tried on charges of espionage in a closed Chinese court next week after being held in Beijing for more than 2 years. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says despite repeated requests by Australian officials, Chinese authorities have not provided any explanation or evidence for the charges he faces. Since his detention, Dr. Yang has had no access to his family and limited access to his lawyer. The United Nations Security Council has called for full adherence to the ceasefire in the conflict between Israelis and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. In the body's first statement since violence erupted on the 10th of May, Security Council members also stressed the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza. The truce, which came into effect on Friday, is holding, although the terms have not been revealed. Stefan Dujarric, spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary-General, says it's important that the ceasefire continues to hold.
It's important for everyone to show restraint and that the status quo at the holy sites must be respected. And I think, in these situations, I think both political leaders, religious leaders have a responsibility to speak out against anyone who disrupts peace. And we should all stand firmly against incitement and violence, especially in such a tense environment.
Thousands have protested across Australia in support of the plight of Palestinians. In Adelaide, hundreds gathered outside Parliament House before marching through the city centre. In Sydney, thousands marched through the streets chanting and waving banners. Protester Dalia Al-Haj Qassem says Palestinians continue to face violence.
The occupation is still there. Palestinians continue to face violence from Israeli occupation forces, and it's not going to end until the occupation comes to an end.
After more than a week of rehearsals, two semi-finals and 53,000 COVID-19 tests, the Eurovision Song Contest has gone live in front of 3,500 fans and a global television audience. A positive coronavirus test has prevented the attendance in the final of one member of the popular Icelandic band, Dagur Gagnamagnid. A recording of one of the band's dress rehearsals is being played instead of the live performance. Victoria De Angelis from Italian rock band Måneskin says it's been rewarding to take part in the live contest after it was cancelled last year because of the pandemic.
This is really important to us because we've struggled a lot in Italy too, with playing this kind of music, because a lot of people, of course, are telling you, no, rock music is nothing nowadays. You can't go to Sanremo or Eurovision with a song like that. But we're so happy, and it makes us proud that people are actually liking it, because this means that who we are is great, people like it. So.
And to sport in the A-League, Melbourne City have secured the premiership after dramatically defeating the Central Coast Mariners 1-0. It's the team's first ever A-League trophy in their 11-year history. Melbourne City coach Patrick Gisnorbo says there's room for improvement, but the team's players are really stepping up.
I don't think it was the perfect game, but we found something, and it was that person in Craig Noon who, in the end, got the goal. I'm just happy about the character and the belief that was shown.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers increasing 19. Adelaide, high cloud 24. Melbourne, mostly sunny 20. Hobart, partly cloudy 18. Canberra, mostly sunny 18. Wollongong, showers 20. The same for Sydney, 21. Similar for Newcastle, also 21, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24, and Darwin, mostly sunny, 32. This is SBS News.